problems every day. Makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for even radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh, you know we need them. We need strategies, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Strategies for living. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan, and she is PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan over there making noise already.
My specialty.
Yeah. You know, there's
it's a noisy world out there, by the way.
That's kind of what I wanted to talk about this evening. You know, it's kind of as our initial discussions here in the relatively new year have emerged, I've noticed a pattern.
Yep.
That is kind of emerging. I you know,
what have you noticed?
Well, that we're doing programs that are really based on, you know, the challenges of how to stay balanced and how to stay centered in you know, this hyper-connected world that we all live in, fast-paced, hyper-connected world, if you will.
Well, you know, again, this kind of goes back to one of my personal, not really issues, but irritations, right? That
we're concerns.
We're in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And no one pays attention to that. We are just like, okay, we're back to work. We're back to school. Everybody needs to be on full gear, full steam ahead. Let's go.
Yeah.
And nature doesn't work quite that way.
Yeah. And we're going against nature. And you know what generally will happen when you go against nature?
Oh, we get sick or break down or burn out.
It's generally not good. So let's focus this evening on strategies to help manage stress and to set boundaries and to find more inner peace and, you know, kind of put forth some strategies, if you will, to find balance in the fast-paced world that we all are a part of and live in.
Right. And it's only getting faster.
Yeah.
You know.
No slowing down in sight, if you will. Hey, folks, thank you for being with us here on Strategies. Appreciate you being here. We appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. Back in a moment. How do you find balance in this fast-paced world? We're going to give some strategies for peace and presence here in 2025. Be right back. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. You know, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Lauren, according to the APA, the American Psychological Association, 77% of Americans, 77% of us report feeling the physical effects of stress.
Ooh, buddy.
And you know, it's a universal struggle. Overworked professionals, parents juggling responsibilities of parenting and making a living, and young adults overwhelmed by societal expectations of them. And so how in the world do we maintain any semblance of peace and what we would call presence in this kind of a crazy world that we live in? And, you know, I don't want this to be negative. I don't, I want to put a different frame around this, if you will. You know, in psychology and in counseling, there is a technique called reframing.
Right.
And this makes sense because, we probably all had a picture hanging up on our wall that, it just looks drab, and it's time to put a different frame around it, maybe put a different matting around it. Mm-hmm. So you take it down and you take it to the framer and you go pick it up, and my goodness, it's the same old picture, but it looks so different, right? And all you've done, you haven't changed the picture, you've changed the frame and you've changed the matting. And that concept can work in our minds.
Absolutely.
You know, we can reframe what we need to. So I want to make this a very positive thing. I acknowledge that we can't change the world.
No, we can't change the fast-paced chaos that appears to be going on outside.
No, but what we can do is we can change the inside of ourselves.
Right.
We can change our minds,
And there's great opportunity here, right? Where there is a crazy, chaotic, fast-paced world, which makes it feel difficult to live in the external world, it gives a great opportunity to go deep within to the internal world, which is really the place we have the greatest control over anyway.
It truly is. And I don't think that we societally talk about that. I mean, we talk about it a lot here on Strategies for Living.
Right.
Because that's our job. That's what we do. But I would like to see us talking more about it. I'd like to see family doctors talking more about it. I'd like to see more in the media about it. And I'm not saying there's none, because there's more now than, let's say, 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
But I would really like to see more. Because there's a lot.
It's going to take some time, and it's going to take some breaking down of old systems.
Right.
Because the society that we've built is built around the external, and it's built around us giving up our power to external people.
Yeah, and it's built around success being how many dollar signs, you know, how many zeros, how much stuff we accumulate. You know, how big your house is, which means, okay, well, that's how important your job is.
Right.
And on and on and on. And that's the way we have collectively, in our culture anyway, decided to define success. And we're all part of that. We're all part of the culture. So, you know, if we're going to be in that 23%, if I'm doing my math right, I said at the beginning 77%.
Right.
So if I'm doing my math right, that's 23% are not feeling the physical effects of stress. I want to be in that 23%. How do we do that?
And the important piece of that is that it takes some time for it to manifest physically. So if 77% of Americans are feeling stress physically,
then they've been under stress
a long time.
A long while.
Right.
Yeah.
And for a duration of time.
Yeah. And again, with stress, I mean, one of the things that we have to be mindful of and aware of is, again, this is not just a mental thing. This is a physical thing, because we're talking about cortisol being released into the body over time, and the effect of that can manifest over time. It can make us very sick. It can weaken our immune system, and it can make us sick.
Right.
And if our immune system is weak, then when things come up and about, when things get passed around, as they do in our world, we want to have as strong an immune system as we can possibly have to be able to fight whatever comes, you know, on a physical basis. So what are some strategies? Well, how about some time management? Let's start with time management techniques. I had not remembered, I think I've heard of it before, but the Pomodoro method. What is that?
So it's a method developed by a guy, and it's actually named after, so Pomodoro means tomato in Italian, right?
Really?
And so,
okay.
Yeah. And so it's named after the little kitchen timer, the little red tomato kitchen timer.
Yeah.
You know, you can turn the top and it starts ticking down and it rings when your time is up.
Yep.
So it's the Pomodoro technique, because you use that red kitchen timer and you set a time for 20, it's usually 20 to 25 minutes. It's basically doing your task in the segments of 20 to 25 minutes and then giving yourself a 5 to 10 minute break. This is something I use quite frequently in undergraduate for my studies.
Yeah.
I would set a timer, because after about 20 to 25 minutes, you're really not absorbing information anyway.
Right.
And so it's important to take that short break. To give yourself a break. It's actually very important for your vision as well.
Yeah.
It's important that you're not staring at something close for longer than 20 minutes. And after 20 minutes, you take time to look out distance wise.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you actually risk damaging your vision over time as well.
Yeah. There's another technique called the Eisenhower Matrix.
Yes.
And that's a pretty effective management strategy, task management strategy, and obviously it's named after President Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah.
And
because he used it in order to prioritize tasks while he was president, but also while he was Army general.
Yeah.
And in NATO.
I believe. And that makes so much sense. Being a successful general and strategist, he was all about the most important task had to be first.
Right.
So that's, you know, he's the inspiration for the Eisenhower Matrix. So basically, it's just like a window, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a four quadrants.
Yep. And the quadrants are, you know, they're pretty easy to imagine. There's urgent, and there's not urgent.
Right.
And then the other
axis
is important and not important.
Right.
So you divide your task using that matrix.
Right.
So and
urgent is obvious, like it's time bound.
Right.
And then the important piece is about, okay, how important is it to your long-term goals and values?
Right.
Right. So you prioritize your tasks based on how urgent they are.
Right. And this is obviously very personal. You personalize
it. Absolutely.
Because
what's important to me may not be important to you.
Right. Exactly. And so, I mean, you know, you end up with, you know, it's a task that is urgent and important. Hey, those are things we do.
Yeah.
You know, that's
now.
That's firefighting. That's crisis management. That's high impact work. But then there's also the important but not urgent.
Right.
You know,
and those need to be scheduled.
Yeah, that's you know, that long term projects can fall into that kind of a strategic thought process fall into that kind of
it's something important
quality so
you,
time.
You want to do it.
Yeah.
But it's not urgent. So you schedule it, put it on your calendar, schedule a time to do it.
And then there's the urgent but not important. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we all have meetings that we, you know, they're urgent, but it's low impact. It's mm-hmm. it's operational stuff.
Right.
So it's got to be done. And this is stuff we may want to delegate if you're, you know, if you've got people that are working under you and yes. for you.
Right.
I mean, this is delegatable stuff, right?
Who can do this for you?
Yeah. And then there's the not urgent, not important.
Right.
I mean, so when you look at it, okay, well, this is the stuff that just, I mean, hey, I can get rid of this. Mm-hmm. I can delete this stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a pretty useful tool, the Eisenhower matrix. And
I've used that one before as well.
I can see, when we're about on break, need to go to break, but when we come back from break, I want to start with, you know, what we talk about so often, the boundary thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so I can see why we're using a combination of time management techniques and something like the Eisenhower matrix, where it can actually help us to really figure out what boundaries to set, where the boundaries need to be. And I want to talk a little bit about that. And also how we all get to a point sometimes, I think, in this world where we're overwhelmed, right?
Yep.
How do we manage that? We'll talk about that coming back here on Strategies. Talking about this crazy world we live in. How do we manage it? How do we stay sane? Well, that's one of the things we're talking about today here on Strategies for Living. Come back with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away.
Go on out of here.
Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare.
Where is it?
For strategy.
Oh, there they are.
You're so clever.
Strategies for Living Radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Yeah,
strategies.
We're here. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. So, you know, we were talking about last segment time management techniques and things like the Eisenhower Matrix. Those are such valuable tools that can help us do the thing that we talk about so often here on Strategies, the importance of setting boundaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
managing the stress, right?
Yeah.
And really cultivating peace, because by using those time management techniques, it puts you in a place of feeling more in control.
How do you disconnect when... Some people have a very, very hard time especially with the pressures and the stress of their workaday world, how do you disconnect and go home and rest after hours, you know? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of that can be a mental thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think the biggest tool there that I could think to offer is the idea of bracketing.
Yeah. Yeah. So explain what bracketing is for anybody that might not know.
So just like you have brackets in a text, right? You have text words in a bracket, right? So you can take them out and set them aside. They don't have to be included.
Right.
Right. And so we can do the same thing with anything.
Yeah.
But especially in terms of work and home life.
Yeah.
So if you're able to, mentally, what you do is you take your work and you put it in brackets and you put it on the shelf and you say, okay, I'm done and I'm not going to come back and take, you know, brackets doesn't mean that it's gone. I'm promising to come back to it. But for now, I'm putting it away. It's a decision.
Many years ago, I worked with a partner in the radio business. We were running KVKI together. We both were part owners of KVKI. Billy was my friend and partner. And Billy and his wife, Jean, used to live down about 30 minutes from here in Shiloh, in DeSoto Parish.
Right.
And so he had a 30-minute drive to and from work every day.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we were talking about that drive and how he used it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I use the drive in the evening after I leave here. He said, I don't turn on the radio. I'd use the time to dump everything from the day so that when I'm walking up to my little 5 acres of paradise that he created, I mean, they built a wonderful little 5-acre paradise out in Shiloh. And had a catfish pond, and you know, it was a neat place.
Right.
And they had, you know, and so he wanted to enjoy it. But by the time he finished with his ride from work, he could walk into his house and not have to worry about it, you know, until he got back in the car the next morning. And he said he would use his trip in to mentally think about, okay, what's the day going to hold?
So,
and we don't all have a 30-minute commute, obviously.
Right.
But I thought that was a very positive and good way to use that time.
Yeah, it's literally in transition. It's transitory time.
Yeah.
And even if you don't have a long commute, something that I've done before is to sit in the car in the driveway for a few minutes.
You do that. You do that. It sometimes it drives me crazy.
I love my quiet alone car time sometimes.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes we'll pull up and if you're driving, we'll sit there and you'll just sit there and I'm looking around. What
so
are we doing?
Ready to move? I gotta prepare myself. I have to take time to transition.
Okay.
You're just popping in and out of things.
Okay. So that leads me to another strategy here. Yeah. And that's rituals and routines because what you're talking about for you and what I just illustrated with, you know, Billy, it's a routine. It's a ritual. It's practices like, that was a regular practice for him. It's a regular practice for you to drive up into the driveway and just keep the car running and not jump right out and go right in.
Really get myself prepared.
Yeah. And so that kind of thing can be very important. It can set the tone for the day going in. It can, kind of dump everything going back to take care of ourselves and to relax.
Right.
You know, to renew for the next day.
And I think especially in these times when they're very unprecedented, right? Very unpredictable outside in the outside world. It is very important that we can create predictability and stability within us and within ourselves.
Yeah.
Now, this can be taken to the extreme and that can be cause issues too. We don't want to go to the extreme where I have to have my routine at this, this particular time, this particular way all the time. That can get problematic as well.
Right.
But to have something, a gentle routine within, that's flexible within your day or a ritual to come back home to yourself.
Yeah.
In the midst of this chaotic world.
Yeah.
I can't stress the importance of it today and in the days to come of this year.
When we do get overwhelmed, how can we deal with that? How can we manage those times that we just get overwhelmed?
So the biggest thing that comes to mind for overwhelm is if I'm overwhelmed, I'm in the room of the future. I'm way out in the future.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's coming back to the now.
Coming back and breaking things down into smaller, more manageable pieces.
Yes, but first coming back, being present, coming into presence in the present and knowing, feeling and rooting into that safety first. And then, you know, whether that's through some sort of mindfulness, quick mindfulness activity, you know, where you just engage your senses, you take a couple deep breaths and you notice, you know, what's the most prominent color around you, just really engaging your surroundings. Then you can jump back and say, okay, now what was it that I was overwhelmed with? And how can I break it down into actionable chunk steps from the now, the present safe now where I am, to where I would like to be?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that is just a given that we deal with today that we haven't always had to deal with, and it's, you know, it seems like it's speeding up more and more, and that's technology. And technology is both a tool. I mean, we can use technology as a tool for balance, but it can also be a disruptor. And so how do we leverage it? How do we leverage technology mindfully? Because let's face it, we live in an always on culture.
Yeah.
And that always on culture has been created by our apps and, well, this thing that I carry in my pocket that is,
not in your pocket. Like, it's always beside you,
beside,
right?
Yeah,
it's connected to your hand at this point.
It's a powerful computer. I mean, you know, when I took my first computer course at LSUS back in the 70s, I'm dating myself, but I never saw the mainframe computer that, I never saw it. And, but we, you know, we did our grade was based on writing a program, which was put on punch cards. And then how well the program ran, it was the kind of grade we got. Right.
Right.
But my point is that mainframe computer back in the 70s out at LSUS that took up an entire room, you know,
had way less power
than these cell phones that are in our pockets and that we, you know, that we're so accustomed to using.
Right.
Plus social media and technology and all the things that have come with it. Let's face it. They're addictive.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, they're designed to be addictive.
Right. Yeah. Right. And they're aimed that way. They're designed, like you said. And so the first piece of that is awareness. Okay. Just being aware that, okay, this endless scroll design and the way that it targets, you know, based on the things that I spend time watching more than the others. I mean, it's targeting, right?
Sure.
And so we have to continue to advance our own intelligence along with the technology and beside it to know, okay, I'm not going to let it outsmart me or use me. I'm going to use technology and not allow it to use me.
And, you know, and I think with all the things that are coming on board, including AI, and I think that's one of the things that, you know, so many of the gurus and the experts have come together and are agreeing upon that we want to be in charge of it.
Right.
We don't want the tail to wag the dog. We don't want it to become in charge of us.
Right. And the biggest thing is that we cannot lose our humanity. And the biggest thing that makes us human right now that we're aware of is our connection, our creation, and our I lost it.
Our connection, our creativity.
Yes.
And our ability to...
Our emotions. Our ability to emote. Yeah. And so sometimes when we find ourselves lost in the scroll, it's because we are avoiding one of those things.
Mm.
And so that's the awareness piece. You know, just to check in with yourself and say, am I scrolling because I'm avoiding a big emotion?
Yeah.
Am I scrolling because I'm avoiding using my
Am I hiding something from myself
yes.
that I really
yes.
need to be looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so to engage in those three things, you know, checking in with your emotions, going to create something, creating more than we consume, and that includes social media, and connecting. I know social media is meant to be connecting, but connect on a deeper level,
yeah.
on a human level.
We got to take a break here, but we'll give some strategies when we come back.
Sounds good.
Of how can we handle this always on, highly technologically improving society. It seems by the minute. It's increasing in quote unquote improving. Talking about all of that and more today here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here. With a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Come on, the sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for Living Radio. Our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about this crazy busy world we live in. How do we stay balanced? How do we maintain our sanity, if you will? And, we do live in an always on culture and society, and the social media, the whole design of it is addictive. So what are some strategies? A digital detox can be a strategy that is important for us. What do I mean by that? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe set app time limits.
Yep.
You know,
I've done that on my phone, actually.
And yeah,
it's easy.
It's easy
you don't
to do.
Even, you don't even have to download an external app. It is within your settings of most phones.
Hmm. That's good to know.
Yeah.
And another thing you can do is you can schedule screen free times,
mm-hmm.
you know,
And or you know, even designate screen-free areas.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about making the bedroom a screen-free
area. A screen-free area, and that would be a healthy thing because we don't need... you and I have recently made sure that we reconfigured the bedroom where our cell phones are not right at our heads.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that's not... everybody agrees that's not healthy.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you know, a lot of people, including ourselves, use our cell phones as, you know, alarm clock. But, you know, we don't have to. You can still go to Wally World and buy just a regular alarm clock.
The old alarm clock.
Yeah. And you could set your cell phone outside of your bedroom.
Yep.
Not a bad idea at all. Not a bad strategy. When you use technology, use it mindfully. Mm. And what do I mean by that? Well, there are apps out there for meditation. Yep. There's apps for time tracking. There's apps for productivity.
Tons.
And they're free.
Yep.
And so, you know, use technology to manage technology. Kind of a neat concept, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, find balance with technology by intentionally curating online spaces. And fostering positive interaction.
This is so important. I mean, you know, don't be at the whim of your, it could be called the For You page or your home screen on your Instagram or Facebook. Don't be a victim of that.
Yeah.
There are ways to unfollow, block, or then, you know, mindfully curate your favorite people. And surround yourself with uplifting,
absolutely
encouraging people.
Surround yourself with positivity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And jettison, you know, you don't have to unfriend.
No.
Just unfollow.
Right.
You know, if somebody is constantly posting negative stuff, you don't have to unfriend them if they're maybe they're a family member or a close friend. But, you know, you can unfollow them and then you don't get exposed to that.
Right.
So, again, use technology to manage technology. Yeah. You know, let's dive a little deeper in the time we have left into both the emotional and the spiritual dimensions of balance, because, you know, we talk about this a lot, Lauren,
yes.
Connecting with the self and reconnecting with the self and staying connected to the self. All of that is extremely important.
Because the truth is the way to world peace is through inner peace, is through cultivating inner peace. The only way out is in.
It's in, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so... it's the old Chinese proverb, you know, if one man sweeps in front of his house, if every man sweeps in front of his house, the whole world will be
I thought
clean.
That was an Arab proverb. Oh, maybe it is.
I don't
a
know.
Chinese,
it's an ancient proverb.
It's an ancient proverb. It's a proverb nonetheless, right?
It's an ancient saying from somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. Somebody wise. Yeah.
Well, who knows?
These days, we don't want to give those Chinese credit for anything that we don't have to give them credit for, right? Yeah. It's okay to give Arabs credit. Let's not give...
All right.
I probably need to get off of that real quick.
How do we do that?
Well, one of the things that we can do is we talk a lot about the M's, mindfulness and meditation.
Yes.
These practices can ground us in the present moment. And when you move from the past or the future to the present, it's an immediate grounding. It's immediate reduction in anxiety.
Yes, it is. It's immediate.
The other thing we can do is some type of gratitude practice. Mm-hmm. You know, we can keep a gratitude journal. We can maybe end every day with a reflection on, okay, what am I grateful for the day, you know?
And keep it current and keep it present and immediate in terms of your gratitude.
Yeah.
You can extend further, but I think it's more powerful the closer you can get it to you.
You know, I think all of us in this, one of the things that has contributed to this craziness of the world that we're talking about is a nature deficit. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have not as much ADD as we have NDD,
right.
Nature deficit disorder. Sure. So connect with nature because there are therapeutic effects of spending time in natural environments. And so even if you're going to a park across, you know, across the way, mm-hmm. maybe your backyard, maybe
take some time to walk barefoot on the ground too.
Yeah.
Because there are great benefits to
grounding. Yeah.
To having your feet touch the earth, your
Absolutely.
Body touch the earth. And, you know, I was talking about this with you yesterday. You know, it's so funny to me that we have made soil and dirt dirty when in truth, it's who we are.
Yeah.
We come from the soil, and to the soil we shall return.
Yep.
And it's like, for whatever reasons in the in-between, we've deemed us separate from the soil, so much so that it's, pardon the pun, it's beneath us, right?
Yeah. Don't forget the importance of self-compassion, you know, treating yourself with kindness mm-hmm. and letting go of things like, I have to be perfect, you know, loosening that. And that's all part of
allowing the present, allowing yourself to be fully in the present as authentically as that is.
Yeah.
You know, even just to say, to admit, I am feeling irritated or irritable, immediately loosens the irritability because you've acknowledged it and you've let it be known and move.
What I am willing to acknowledge, then I can do something about it. Right.
Yeah.
We're hopefully giving some strategies, some ideas of how we all live in this crazy busy world that we have created for ourselves, this fast-paced world. And what are strategies for peace and presence as we begin 2025? We'll be back here on Strategies. Stay with us.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies for living.
Right here we are. Star and Leon McMillan, David McMillan on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel, and this crazy busy world we've been talking about today that we all live in. What's your takeaway from what we've been talking about today, Lauren?
Well, just that in the midst of chaos, you know, it's about going inward and taking control of what is within my control. Whether that, you know, to find balance and presence is to cultivate that within.
Yeah.
Whether that's using time management techniques or boundary settings, mindfully using technology, or cultivating the peace through mindfulness and, you know, spiritual practices or rituals.
Yeah. We can do maybe, any and all of that.
Maybe, you know, I've heard of having a resolution be just a single word or a focus for the year. So maybe the word for the year could be peace or presence.
I like it.
How can I cultivate that more?
I think we could. That's something that I don't know if all, but a majority of us, I think, could get behind. A majority of us could agree.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. That's something that we could all get behind. And
we're all a piece of peace.
Hmm.
And it's about being able to allow and cultivate that within us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So here's the deal. We just thank you. Thank you for being a part of Strategies for Living. And we appreciate and have nothing but gratitude for our sponsors that make it possible to bring Strategies for Living each and every day to you. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? And what is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.